The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't fence corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in his true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through his minister, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
The blessing of the gospel of Christ. Then it occurred to me that when you say the fullness of the blessing of Christ, there is something there. It's not just coming with the blessing of Christ. It's coming with the fullness of the blessing of Christ. Which is the fullness of the blessing of the gospel of Christ. Now, Roman church is not just a baby church. It's one of the churches. These are the last letters of Paul. So it's not just arranged chronologically in the scriptures, in the New Testament. So he's telling them, because these churches, they are churches in Christ. Hallelujah. They are churches that are in Christ. And he's saying that, I am coming to you again with the fullness, because they are not yet full. He's not saying that I am coming to you just with Christ. I am coming to you with the fullness that is in Christ. That fullness of Christ. That is what I am bringing. Which I am so sure that in this meeting, there is a fullness that is coming to us. Hallelujah. Which we need to desire God that he will deliver us from unbelief. Hallelujah. Now, he now mentioned a church. I will come back here. He mentioned a church. He said, let's see that place. He said that verse 31, that I may be delivered from them that do not believe in Judea. Now, Judea in the early epistle are churches in Christ. Can we see that place in Galatians chapter 1 verse 22? Can we see that place? Let's see their credentials. Let's see their credentials. Galatians chapter 1 verse 22. Hallelujah. He said, okay, let's see from 21. Afterward, I came into the region of Syria and Cilicia. Then the next verse, and was unknown by face unto the churches of what? Of Judea, which were in what? In Christ. Let's see Galatians, 1 Thessalonians again. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 12. There's just something that I just want to open us to, and then we'll trust God that it will take us further from there. Hallelujah. Then he answered verse 12. He said, that ye would walk worthy, hallelujah, 2:14. He said, for ye, brethren, became followers of the churches of God, which in Judea are what? Are in Christ Jesus. For ye also have suffered like things of your own countrymen, even as they have of the Jews. So they have suffered with Christ. But now there is something that they needed to come into fullness. Unbelief sets in. They couldn't press further. Paul was not praying, Lord, deliver me from the church in Judea. But these churches were once in church in Christ. Now, let's see that place that talks about the fullness. Let's see Ephesians. Hallelujah. Let's see Ephesians chapter 4. The Lord will help us tonight in Jesus' name. Chapter 4, verse 11. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Now, he now said, till we all come in the unity of the faith, comma, and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of who? Of Christ. Hallelujah. Are you following me tonight? It's clear that before a church can come into the full blessing of the gospel of Christ, then there is a need for us to come to the unity of the faith first. The job of the mystery of Christ is to bring the church, to gather the church together. Hallelujah. To gather us together into the unity of the faith. It is then that we can come into the fullness of the gospel of Christ, which is the blessing. Hallelujah. If a church does not come to this knowledge of the Son of God, that church is not blessed. In this season, many people will be gathered here. We have heard a whole lot. We have heard the gospel of Christ. And to us, we have felt that, wow. That is that Christ, the image of Christ is beautiful. But there is something that our fathers in the Lord, the minister that God has prepared, there is something they are bringing that we need to pray and ask the Lord for mercy to receive it. Because if we do not receive it, we are not going to be blessed. So, when Sam was saying, how good and how pleasant it is. That's Psalm 133, right? For brethren to dwell together in unity. It is good and pleasant, which Paul called good pleasure of his will. So that good pleasure of his will is that we all come together in the unity of the faith. Then something will now drop from the head of Aaron. So, to gather the church is not an easy job, because we need the mystery of Christ to gather the church into the unity of faith. Because every pastor thinks that he knows what God said to him. I know my calling. I know what God, that day, 12/11/2009, God woke me in the middle of the night and told me, my son, I am sending you forth. And so, go and make my people rich. So they will tell you, no matter what you are preaching, I know my calling. But the issue is that if the church does not come to the unity of the faith, which is as a result of the unveiling of the teachings of Christ. Hallelujah. It does not mean that we are all going to gather in an auditorium. But every church must receive the mystery of Christ. It's not easy to gather souls together. It's not easy for a soul to be at peace, to now begin to realize that my blessing is everlasting life. It's not easy. So that is the commission that God gave Paul. God gave him the commission, that dispensation, that number one, let the church be gathered. Then I can now release a knowledge. That knowledge is the fullness of Christ. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can we see that place in the book of Ephesians 1:10? And what is the exceeding greatness of his power? Can we see? Okay, verse 10. That in the dispensation of the fullness of times, he might gather together in one. Say in one. In one. He might gather together. How good and how pleasant it is for brethren to get together in unity. Now, that he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him. Why do we need to be gathered? Because Satan have scattered us by the force of sin and death. That is why nobody can begin to hope for everlasting life. Nobody. No human being can wake up and say, I'm thinking of something. What is that thing you are thinking of, sir? I'm thinking of everlasting life in the days of my flesh. You can't pierce it. That thought is not in the realm of man. And that was why the mystery of Christ is given to remove death from our senses and give us the right senses that can call for that which is blessing indeed. Hallelujah. So I am sure my concern is that how can a church have tasted Christ, have suffered with Christ, and now Paul is saying, please deliver me from these people, because they are not ready to receive what I am bringing. Then pray for the church in Jerusalem that this my service will be acceptable. So it means that a church can lock up their heart against blessing. How will it come? How does unbelief come? It comes with reasoning. Unbelief has its own reasoning that looks so reasonable. So when Satan is playing it, you will think that you are standing on something. You will not know that you are fighting God. To think that the message of everlasting life is Reverend Busui's message, is Reverend K's message. Me too, I have my own message. That thing looks reasonable. But it's the best way for Satan to rob a soul. So Paul is saying, pray that this service, it must not die with me. I am sent to this church that they will receive this service. In this meeting, the Lord will grant us mercy to receive this sacrifice. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord will grant us great help to know that there are things we are going to hear in this meeting that our ears will hear. Christ is not just the hope. Yay! Then they will now tag. Thank you, sir. They will now tag. You know, Ondo is not big. We can easily tag. Hey, Olabode, we have been saying it. We have been saying it. When you want to dabble into revelation, it's not that anybody is dabbling into revelation. Can we welcome Pastor Tayo and the wife tonight? So, it's not that anybody wants to dabble into revelation. It's a dispensation and an allocation that has been given to the church. That if we do not enter into it, another generation will pick it as their working document. What is difficult like this will look like, is there more? There will be pieces in it. But we are saying that, Lord, that will not be our portion. Our portion will be that in the days of our flesh, we will embody all the fullness. Why? Because there is a fullness in Christ that a man can settle with. But Paul is saying, I am sure that when I come, I am coming with the fullness of the blessing of the gospel of Christ. So that fullness of the blessing of God is not just coming to charity. It's not coming to charity. It's not trying to bring them to the revelation of charity. No, he's telling them that when you attain charity, there is another phase of knowledge, which is called the knowledge of the Son of God. That is what will bring us to the measure to the stature and the fullness of Christ. Christ is not full until he attains everlasting life. Don't fight for Christ. Let Christ fight for himself. Because when you are fighting for... No, it is Christ. It is Christ. Christ will tell you, me, the royal. What do they shame me, the royal? Because you don't know me. If you know me, you will know that blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. There is a comfort that comes to mourners who are waiting eagerly and waiting in Christ. When Christ is fully done, you will know that Christ in you is the hope of glory. You will know. Except if it is not the real Christ. Except if you have been cheated. We will know. You will know. It's an automated thing that when one is done, another door is open. And if that door is not being opened, if unbelief sets in, then we have not really hitting the true meat. What meat does is to expose us to strong meat. So my desire for us is that our experience, we have spent how many years in church? This is the reason why we have spent that length of years, that we have not died, that we are still alive. They have brought the reason for our living. Why are we Christian for 50 years, for 30 years, for 20 years? Why have we suffered? We read it the other time. How church in Judea suffered like things from their brethren among the Jews. But now, Paul is bringing the reason for the suffering. And they are saying, Paul is saying, please pray that I will be delivered from their hand. Churches of Judea that are in Christ. I said, pray. But rather pray for the church in Jerusalem, that they can receive this sacrifice. I am bringing fullness. What I'm bringing to them is joy. This is our joy. Everlasting life is our joy. Hallelujah. That is what brings us blessing. It's our blessing. It's our joy. And so we will tell ourselves, we die here. Because if we don't get it, we are perishing already. To perish is not just that your body will be decaying in your very high. No. It's that you will be far from the light of his presence. You don't have the corresponding nature to dwell in the light. It is like begat like. So what this is doing is called the knowledge. Say knowledge. What do we do in school? We learn knowledge, isn't it? When you call the knowledge of the Son of God, it means that it's not just something that I will bring once. Hallelujah. It's not just once and we get it once. No, how many years do we spend in school? We spend 4 years. We spend 5 years. We go for masters. We use our lifetime to pursue it. And at the end, God, what they will give us is still one tiny leaf that you are now a professor of a leaf. After you have spent 60 years writing. But it's beautiful. But now, they say knowledge of the Son of God is what will bring us to the fullness of Christ. Hallelujah. Then it means that the time has come for us to throw away unbelief. One of the things that will not allow us to make progress is unbelief. To think that this thing is a formulated, these people, they shall like to say big thing. They understand it. See their faces. Don't look at anybody's face. Look at your own heart. Am I understanding? Don't generalize it, because many are understanding. I say many people are understanding. Don't say that these people are in the mouth of babes are suckling. He has ordained praise. So the time now, the trumpet that is blowing now is to tell us that take away any garment of unbelief and receive with meekness the engrafted word that is Ebu. Say Ebu. When you hear Ebu, God has also raised Ebu ministers of the New Testament. And they are going to be coming. They are around, and more will still come. And so when you see, when they say a word is able, and God has successfully raised Abu minister, then what is next? Salvation. Any man cool, but then to my shaking, to my pa. A killer has met one that wants to die. Have you? So the next thing is that death continues. Isn't it? When Hebrew word is available and Hebrew minister is already available, then what is next? Salvation. So if you are not ready for salvation, then Satan has robbed you, thinking, making you feel that there is an enjoyment on earth. That enjoyment is a lie. There is no enjoyment anywhere. He's always stealing. He's always killing. He's always destroying. Every single day, Satan's life is sustained every single day by robbing men. That is how he sustains his government. So you are the one saying you are enjoying. He is telling you, I am rich. I fed fat on people's blood. That is why I am red. I drink blood every day. I suck man's life every day. You are the one thinking you are enjoying. You are not enjoying. You need to move. And say, henceforth, my blood will not be part of that which dragon will be sucking every day. I will come to the true light. I don't want Paul's desire for the Judeans to come to pass on us. That's been the prayer. We have been praying it. We have been praying it that the Lord let this sacrifice, because these 7 days, I am too sure you will hear things that will jot to you. Because it's a new day, it's a new light. We can't build it around what we have known. If it is around what we have known, then by now we should be saved. But you know that you are not saved. Yet you are not fornicating, you are not backbiting, you are read the Oru one beer. You know the kind of thing that they listed. All of those things that Galatians was talking about. You know, okay, but there are your members are performing them. How many times have you take evil thought in your heart? No, those are the places we know that I am not saved. You know, sometimes I'm just going to say, Dixon, you are not saved. This salvation is actually real. So if you tell yourself that I am saved when I will go born again, then ask yourself, how many times take evil thoughts? How many times have your heart lusted against a sister that is not your wife? Those are the thoughts that won't cross the heart of Jesus. When you say man is saved, a man is saved. The only thought that can stay there is thoughts that are eternal, that are everlasting. No other thought can stay there. Many thoughts, some thoughts will take us for days. Some will take us for 5 minutes. Some will take us for 1 day, for 24 hours. Before we, I should not think like that. No, a time will come. It can't stay. The prince of this world will come to you. And he will not find anything. That is the substance they want to deliver to us in this meeting. And I am trusting God. Unbelief will not rob us. I say unbelief will not rob us. Can we trust God tonight and tell ourselves the Lord, as many that will be joining this meeting, we receive grace, we receive mercy for us to move further in our journey with the Lord. In our journey in the faith, we receive grace to hear and hear and hear and hear. We receive help of the Spirit in the name of the Lord Jesus.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi Olabode by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website, www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.